Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
This episode is brought to you by Harry's Razors.
Very nice.
And podcasts and YouTube are different, aren't they, everyone?
Seems ominous, but yep, they are. They are two different things, two different mediums.
Red hot comic book movie news, shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me, as always, is my co-host, Nick Mason.
It's your boys, Jimmy and Nicky.
You know it, we're
that,
back.
That was brought up on the... Planet Broadcasting Great Mates group, and I'm like, should we be Jimmy and Nicky?
Yeah.
That works.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Who's Jimmy and who's Nicky, though?
I'm Jimmy, obviously.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm Mickey.
You're Mickey, exactly. Yeah, Jimmy and Mickey, exactly. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, it's good, right?
Yeah. Mm. Very good. You know what else I love, Mason?
What do you love?
I love giving back and making people give back.
You don't like either of those things, but your wife is forcing you to do both of those things.
She's forcing both of us to do both of these things.
That's right. Yep.
First of all, we've got a live show coming up in Melbourne on the 21st of July, where proceeds go to the charity event for this year, which I'm about to also talk about. We've sold over 100. I don't know where we're at. I think the cinema's bigger now and there might be more seats available. I don't know.
And look, if there's not enough room... We have sledgehammers. We can crack a hole in that wall, you know?
But you still can't come.
No.
Because they won't let us do the show if we put a hole in the wall, obviously. Like, that makes sense.
If we do it very quietly, though.
Okay.
I reckon we can knock out a bit of the wall before. Like, we bar the door.
Is it the way, like, you put a pillow over a gun to muffle the bullets?
Yeah, exactly.
The same principle, I assume,
exactly,
correct?
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to use extra audience members to muffle the hammers. Yes.
So that's going to be also Charlie Clausen and Will Anderson from Tofop and many other various endeavors that people would know are going to be joining us for that live show. And then there's going to be a screening of the movie 2040, which is excellent.
Yes.
If you want to get an idea of what that movie is like, there's That Sugar Movie, which is available on multiple streaming platforms. There's a really good documentary on how sugar's in everything and is bad. But it's also fun and good. And Hugh Jackman turns up in it. I'm like, you got fucking Hugh Jackman for this?
Hugh Jackman turns up in sugar.
Yeah, he does. He doesn't touch any of the sugar. Actually,
no,
he does. But he doesn't eat any of the sugar.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
I saw you know how celebrities are sort of forced into these weird interviews at this point? Like, nothing's a normal interview anymore.
It must break them. Because they're like, you have to shear this sheep. And also, you have to ask questions about your career.
Yeah. I think we've talked about how, like, the Wired autocomplete interview.
Oh, yeah.
They never like, I'm confident they never tell them how many cards there are at the start.
Just say there's eight.
Just say there's eight and then go through eight. But I saw one recently, it was because they were promoting Dumbo. It was Colin Farrell and Danny DeVito.
The idea
was that they had to eat, like, different, like, American and Irish, like, snacks.
Okay.
Except Danny DeVito has diabetes.
Oh.
And Colin Farrell has to maintain 1% body fat at all times, just in case. So, like, they were just not eating anything. It was just, like, 4 minutes of them being like, look at these chips. Can't eat those chips.
Why
but they're probably
you?
Good.
I wouldn't. Would you?
No, probably not.
Just eat a bunch of random food, just ruin the rest of your week. No.
Tom Holland was a good sport. I saw him do one. It was
He's young. He's burning those calories. Yeah.
Exactly. He'll just they'll just, he'll eat all the stuff and then just run around the car park for an hour and burn it all off. So, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. But also, speaking of charity, Mason.
Oh, yes.
The site for this year, for donating, we're aiming for, last year we got $50,000,
I know, right,
for the campaign. This year we're,
we didn't get anything. The listeners.
No, that's true.
Got $50,000. Right. The weekly whack-a-doos.
This year, we talked about it last week. It's basically about seaweed regeneration, which helps reduce the level of CO2 in the atmosphere. Global warming and such and so forth. Do you think it's real? It is. Shut the fuck up. And because seaweed regenerates very quickly, they're making this belt which goes from Australia all the way to the US. It regenerates something like, it can grow like 0.5 meter a day. Like, yes, it's insane. But for every dollar we raise,
I think you need a bloody belt that regenerates 0.5 meter a day, mate.
What does that mean? Oh, right, because of all the sugar. I mean,
yeah, it's, yeah, all the sugar. Yeah, you back on the sugar.
I'll just run around the car park with Tom Holland.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Yeah, so they'll match every dollar. So if we do hit 50,000 or anywhere near that.
Yeah, that's 100 grand.
That's 100 grand, which is really great. Also, you get to ask a question when you donate. Like we did last year, we'll do a Q&A that's only for people who have donated. There'll also be some other bonus stuff up there. We'll probably do a tour of the new studio space, which is,
we will, of course,
finished.
Answer the often asked question, why do I hate James's brother?
We'll answer it
again.
We
answer in every Q&A, I think.
We're ready to go.
That's right, but never in real life.
That's right. There's already some people who have donated. Patty has donated $156, which
bloody
is
hell,
the highest amount as of so far.
Oh, wow.
Maybe we could read out the highest amount every week that, yeah, people have donated. That'll get people donating.
And the highest amount.
Maybe.
Look, if you're the highest amount,
mm-hmm,
we will put you against the wall.
Yep.
As we hit it with sledgehammers.
That's a great deal.
Absolutely it is.
For us.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
You have to pay your own way to Melbourne, though.
Of course
obviously,
you do.
Yeah.
It's the Intrepid.
Not made of money.
No. It's the intrepidfoundation.org/planetbroadcastingfundraiser. Is that long enough? Absolutely it is. But it's also linked below. So please check it out.
Give it the old clickety click.
Also, what do you want? We'll give you some stuff. We'll do some prizes like we did last year. We gave away some gear and razors and t-shirts and...
Oh, we should give away the old microphones.
No, I need those.
Do you?
It's going to become a separate pack that we use for mobile podcasting when we're on the road.
We should give away something in this room.
Fine. You can go live with somebody for a year and a half.
Do I have to provide my own airfare?
Of course you do, Mason.
Wow.
But for every dollar that you raise,
yep,
that can go towards your airfare.
My airfare.
Your airfare, yeah. Right. Okay, it's news time.
All right.
Because it's a show where we talk about the news of the week, mm-hmm, but we also do a topic. What are you looking around for? Something to donate?
Something to donate,
there'll be,
yeah,
something,
something
in the
something
other room. What about the red cup you drink from every week?
No.
Oh, so when it's something of yours, you don't want to do it, but you'll happily give away the microphones that I paid for.
Does anybody want this red cup? It's probably due for an upgrade.
It's the last red cup.
It's the last red cup in existence.
We've broken,
yeah,
the rest of them. Uh-huh.
I'll have my DNA on it.
That's
if anybody
true
wants to clone me.
Exactly. Paul Rudd is joining Ghostbusters 2020. Did you see that video where it was like, I'm joining Ghostbusters.
This is 2020,
I love
yeah
Ghostbusters, and I've always wanted to Ghostbuster.
Yep.
This movie is doing all the things to make people get on board for this. I feel
absolutely.
It's a real sequel, and men are in this one. What else do you want?
Men you like.
Yeah.
Remember 40-year-old virgin? You remember that? He was in that.
Yeah, he was in that.
Yep, remember?
He's got abs now,
yeah,
if that's appealing to you.
Yep.
I could see him in a proton pack and so on and so
for
forth.
For sure, yeah.
Why not? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, this is definitely this movie has a lot of preemptive damage control. Before we've seen even a skerrick of real footage of this movie, they're like, "No, you're gonna like this one.
Yeah.
Don't even worry about it. Don't even think about downvoting all our videos."
Do you think it'll be fine to good or
yes
better than that?
Currently, I'm thinking fine to good.
Yeah,
I don't know. Like, I think Paul Rudd's a good sign.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, I feel it's kind of a rare thing for Paul Rudd to be in something bad.
What about the one where you bring an idiot to dinner and you're like, look at this idiot.
Dinner for Schmucks.
Yeah,
was he in that?
Dinner for Idiots, yeah.
Was that good?
Apparently not. He brought Steve Carell.
Oh,
and
right,
he was like, look
right
at this idiot. And they're like, we will. And we have. Thank you for...
Thank you, good night.
Thank you for bringing your idiot for dinner.
Wow. Yeah. It's that French wit because it was adapted from a French movie.
It's very,
really,
very good.
Oh, yeah. So good.
Exactly.
But so I think Paul Rudd's a,
yeah,
generally speaking, aside from Dinner for Idiots, hey, look at this idiot, we have thank you and good night.
Yeah,
I think it's he's a pretty good,
yeah,
barometer of quality. So,
they're doing the Stranger Things cast,
yeah,
some of them.
Yeah.
They're making it an official Ghostbusters 3.
Yeah.
Or 4, we know about the video game.
That's what it's called now. Yeah. On the poster. It's like, also the video game's canon, guys.
We know.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, and everybody's like coming back and,
yeah,
and whatever. So there you go. Exciting, I think, probably.
Mm.
I don't care. I'll see it, absolutely. Yeah, but I'm not a massive Ghostbusters fan, and you like the first one.
Absolutely, I do. So, I like it a lot. So yeah, look, I'm not making any proper judgments till we see the first trailer. Mm. I think we'll have a good understanding of whether it's good or not.
I was so exhausted from the last one, and not the movie itself. I don't.
Everything around
I'm
the
fine
movie.
With the movie. Honestly, yeah. I thought it was okay and fine, uh-huh. but everything else is just still resonating. I can still feel it. In other news, Black Widow, the movie, there's been some on-set photos.
Oh, yes.
It looks like, maybe. Yeah, sure. You can see, there's always time codes. People can skip ahead.
Uh-huh.
It looks like it's set in 2017 because there's a car that they're using. It's an Audi, I assume, and it's in 2017.
Uh-huh.
So that means it's between Civil War and Infinity War, which I think was the rumored timeline.
Right.
But they probably jumped to other timelines where they're like, we got your uterus, Black Widow. Why did we include this plot point?
We got it, though. Come chase us.
Yeah.
Why? How does the car confirm it's in 2017?
Because it's a 2017 model.
Oh.
Yeah.
Couldn't it just be an old car?
What do you mean?
Couldn't it be like 2025?
What do you mean, Mason?
But it's an old car.
No. Cars in movies are always the year that they came out, okay. or even a slightly bit ahead. It's
sometimes
like,
they
it's
are,
It's the
yeah.
Lexus from 2 years from now or whatever.
Yeah, right.
Or some prototype Minority Report car or whatever they did for Tom Cruise. Or some pair of Adidas bloody shoes that Will Smith is wearing because he's fighting a robot. He's stopping a robot from doing a murder.
All right. Okay. Yeah. So it's definitely set in 2017 based on that criteria.
I would say it probably is.
Okay,
yes.
All right.
Or whenever's in between Infinity War. I watched Homecoming the other day. I'm like, I like that movie. But I was like, this timeline is... Why do they do this?
They're never going to mention it
there's
again.
There's a few nods in it that are like, and 8 years ago when this happened, I'm like, stop saying that.
Stop giving us specifics. Some time ago.
Yeah, that's right. Also, the other thing is, it looks like there's the Taskmaster is in this.
Oh.
Who's a villain most recently seen in comics, but also before that in Spider-Man PS4. He's like a little side villain that pops up.
That is true. He gives you tasks to master.
That's right. And you do, and then you fight him on a building.
How's he looking? Do we know?
See, I wouldn't look at that and immediately go Taskmaster.
Yeah, right.
Everybody else sleuthed it. I didn't sleuth
nothing.
Is it?
Because there's your classic Taskmaster costume, which is like the white with the, like it's all white and he's got a skull mask and disco boots and a cape.
My fave.
And he's always carrying like his version of the Captain America shield and a sword and a bow and arrow. There's too many accessories. But then there's like your modern day one,
like
which
the
is
tactical.
Yeah, it's just like he's a special ops guy with a skull mask.
Yeah, it's more that.
It's that. Okay,
though I couldn't really see any skull mask situation. But maybe he changes it.
Could just be a man.
Could be just a man. Yeah. So yeah, I would say they're probably going to go with a villain like that, though, I'd imagine.
Yeah,
it
right.
It makes sense to me. But he could also be a minor villain, and the real villain is her best friend that she thought was they trained together. But then what if the secrets, there's too many secrets to unfold?
Mm.
What if there are too many secrets to unfold?
What if the villain's her uterus?
Yeah. I'm back.
That's right.
You didn't protect me. Now you
now I'm robbing
me.
Banks.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. So there you go. I'm interested in this.
Mm.
I'm kind of less interested there being an in-between call. Same. But they've done those movies before.
Yeah, right.
And I've enjoyed most of them.
And
I mean,
there could be a method to bring it back to the modern day in there.
Exactly.
I think maybe I read an article this week that suggested maybe she might be cloned in this or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Because we, you know, but they Gamora's
what's
back.
What's the theory for the cloning?
I can't remember.
Are they just like the theory is they probably cloned it?
Well,
I
think the theory is they did that in the comics at one point.
Everybody's been cloned and replicated.
I'm pretty sure
the robot.
I know, but I'm pretty sure the current Black Widow is not the original Black Widow. The original Black Widow died. And
nobody's the original anybody anymore.
That's
do you remember
true.
When Peter Parker gave birth to himself out of a giant spider?
Yeah,
he's not the original
that's the poster
Peter Parker.
On my wall.
Yeah. Also, he's probably a clone of himself. They keep changing it.
Mm.
I don't think he is a clone of himself at the moment.
No.
But he might be.
Yeah. Every morning he wakes up and he goes, am I a clone of my... I seem fine.
Yeah.
I seem fine.
So it doesn't really matter, does it? Yeah. So there you go. Black Widow, next year, we'll probably get a good look at it in Comic-Con coming up next month. No, 1st of July when this goes out? I think it's the 30th when we're recording this. Oh my goodness, it is.
It is, that's right.
Get ready for July, everybody.
This
a
month.
You know what that means.
It's this a month.
It's this a month. Mm. Taika Waititi is apparently on board to crack a Fox, no, not like break emotionally,
uh-huh.
but for a Fox-produced Flash Gordon animated movie. They're thinking Thor Ragnarok, they're thinking animated, they're thinking, can we just do our version of Spider-Verse, please? Because,
right.
Because people don't want a Flash Gordon anything. So can we do this? Will you accept this, they're saying.
Right, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, so this is another run at this, but it seems like a good combination.
They're like, what have we got that can make Flash Gordon palatable to anyone ever?
Yeah. Taika Waititi.
Yeah.
Animated.
Animated.
Yeah. Because he's very nothing, isn't he? Isn't he, Jeff?
We say that, but I mean, we're right.
Yeah,
no, I don't know. There's...
There was the movie, and I know it's iconic, and the movie Ted was like, do you remember that?
Right.
I'm like, never saw it.
Uh-huh. I guess, I mean...
And there was the Smallville guy played him in a series.
Right.
But they've been talking about doing this movie for years, and obviously Star Wars was going to be Flash Gordon, but he couldn't get Flash Gordon, so he made Star Wars, George Lucas, and so on and so forth.
I don't know what to... I want a resurgence of this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Sort of, kind of.
Because you want this and you want Tarzan again and you want the Phantom and Mandrake the Magician and John Carter of Mars.
Yes.
And, all those. All those things.
But what's the secret? Like, you know?
There's not a secret. It's no secret. Just don't do it.
Is it because it's not in...
Because there's been so many variations of these things since.
Yes. That's
what it is.
Yeah, exactly. There's no baseline.
Yeah.
Like, there's no...
Like, you see Tarzan now, but it's like, well, we have Black Panther, who's also a man
that's
who's,
true, yeah.
who's jumping around in the jungle.
Yeah.
Like, what are you...
That's true.
Yeah.
But I guess, like, you can go...
And he has a train, like a magnet train that he can use.
That's true. He can jump on it, jump around it. I guess there's, like, because, like, something like Sherlock Holmes, you know, that's a
character... We've got Sherlock Gnome.
Exactly. That's all you need.
Yeah.
But, like, that's, you know, that's a character of a, you know, an even further vintage than these characters. But I guess there's always a through line and the character's consistent.
I think the murder mystery element of it is always, that's an interesting kind of wrinkle to that. But it's like, well, the Phantom, he's got two guns and his dad was the Phantom.
And he's got striped underpants on the outside.
That's true, he does. Yeah. That's good. Yeah. And he looks good in the city. He doesn't stand out at all.
No, not at all.
Yeah. But he also stands out in the jungle.
Mm.
That's not... It's purple.
It's purple. He's wearing purple. And the striped underpants aren't doing any favours either.
He'd look better in Wakanda because it's, you know, it's got that kind of... There's all sorts of fluoro situations happening there.
Is that how you do it? Do you put him in Wakanda?
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
Like, and the
you get Marvel to purchase Fleetway or whoever owns the Phantom now.
Who knows?
And just be like...
We'll have him.
Yeah,
we'll make a movie. Make $1 billion.
Anyway, Flash Gordon.
Yeah. I think this is probably a good way to go at it, though.
Yeah.
They don't know whether he's writing or directing it, but it's happening. So it looks like.
You were saying off air when we went to get dinner.
We don't talk off air.
No, we did. Don't lie.
Okay.
What was the thing you were talking about? It was like post Rick and Morty.
Oh, I was talking about Men in Black.
Yeah, right.
And I said one of the reasons why I think that failed, aside from not being a great movie, is because after Rick and Morty and everything else that's come since Men in Black, just being like, do you know there's aliens? Like, imagine the real society, but there's some aliens. And imagine that, but also, like, big zappy laser guns.
Yeah.
What else?
Maybe that's it. Maybe that's what we're talking about with Flash Gordon. It's like, what if there's a guy, and he's a normal guy, but then he ends up on another planet?
Yeah.
Okay. What else? You know?
And that's John Carter?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
And again, I guess, and you do have to
What if there's a magician, Mandrake,
yes.
but he can't really do magic?
But
we have a real magic guy now.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. His name's David Blaine. Oh, you mean in the movies?
Yes.
Yeah, right. Yeah, no, you're right. And
I think you do it wacky, though. Maybe that's the way you do it. You do a comical version. We've talked about
this. That's also the dilemma is like, can you make it more campy than the classic, the Queen soundtrack version.
You know how you do Green Hornet? You do that, but you make a better version of it, I think.
Was Green Hornet good?
No.
Right.
That's why, but I'm saying you do that, like that kind of, you know, like your Starsky and Hutch remake kind of.
Yeah, right.
You do it that way, but funny with good people and
things
that people like in it.
All right.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I want to fund them.
You want genuine, you want earnest.
Yeah, I want earnest.
Then you do that.
Okay, great.
Look, anything can work for any reason.
That's true.
But most things don't.
Yeah.
Speaking of,
I'd like people's opinions on that, though.
Okay.
Email in next week.
How to do it or how not to do it?
What would make you want to watch?
Yeah.
Some like a Flash.
I don't think
or
it,
Flash
I don't,
Gordon or a Phantom or something like that.
I think it's probably because I don't think you can. It's not an actor's thing. Because if they were like, what if Liam Hemsworth was Mandrake? I'd be like, I don't care.
Yeah.
It's like
for
with
sure.
a lot of like the Marvel casting. It's really good. But the movies don't work well because... Well, they do work well because of the casting, but that's not the reason people go to see them, you know, necessarily.
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh. I think if you look at the creative team behind it, that gets people more excited.
Yeah,
like with
right.
Dune, for example. It's been done... Dune.
Thank you.
With a D.
Thank you.
It's been done 100 times.
Yeah.
But when they're like... The dude who did Blade Runner and whatever is doing it, then I'm like, well, I will definitely see
this
that.
This is a guaranteed money loser. Let's see it.
Let's see it. Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Let's be the only
look,
two.
Or like, let us know like if thinking about something like The Phantom or Flash Gordon, what is it that you don't like about it? Or if you've seen them, what didn't you like? What?
Yeah.
What doesn't quite work in
Weekly
those?
PlanetPod at gmail.com.
But there's something.
Yeah.
Okay. And once they get over that hump, you know? Mm. Then we've got to,
I think it's the creative team.
Because, like, you know, it's got to be. And it's, you know, again, like Iron Man was a C-list character until
Mason,
2008.
Iron Man was a very successful Marvel property for decades. But people didn't care.
It's true.
Or like him.
Yep.
Or no.
Mm.
Yeah.
Is this guy a robot, they said?
And
not a robot.
No.
No.
Now we know.
Yeah, he's a horn dog. That's what he is.
That's right.
Yeah, he's a real man.
Anyways,
yes.
I had a great transition before. I'm going to use it again.
Please.
Speaking of things that will fail, or whatever I said.
Uh-huh.
Mid Trailers Ahoy, also.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Maybe when I get this new soundboard working, I'll put the Trailers Ahoy theme in it, all right?
Okay. This board here also has a one really big button marked record.
Yeah.
Are you going to use that? Are you just going to...
No.
Just hit record.
No, I'll be using that. It all feeds through that.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
You put a micro SD in there, you just go for it.
Sweet.
Thanks to Rode microphones and whatever that's called.
It's pronounced Rude.
Rude.
That's why the O's got the line through it.
Yeah. Or is it there's no O, so it's just, is that what you mean?
Rude, yeah.
Rude.
Yeah, Rude.
Midway has a trailer.
Yeah.
From the makers of Independence Day comes the story of Midway.
Mm.
Imagine Pearl Harbor, but it looks worse somehow.
No, it does not look worse. There's no way.
I mean, like, special effects-wise, it looks a little grey and...
That's war, James.
Is it?
Yeah. Sorry, war isn't exciting enough for you. Sorry, there wasn't enough Technicolor in war.
You know what? War should apologise.
Yeah.
Because maybe I'd be more interested in going to a war if it was more interesting.
Mm.
No, Midway's been a movie and a real event that happened, obviously.
Uh-huh. Game company.
That's right. Mm. I showed... the trailer, because he likes these movies from whatever. He's like, this looks terrible. And it also looks like a sequel to Pearl Harbor as well. Like those events line up in history.
Yeah.
So maybe it is.
What do you think about the cast though?
I like Patrick Wilson.
I like Patrick Wilson too.
I like Woody Harrelson in a wig.
Like Ed Screen?
Do you like Mandy Moore?
Yes.
Ed Screen. They're making him happening.
They really are. They're giving him a big old push.
Here we go.
Yes.
He's actually playing a Japanese pilot in this. He hasn't realized that again.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Ed Screen, get out while you can.
He's done
Pull
it
that
again.
Eject lever while you can.
Ed Screen dropped out of Hellboy.
Hellboy, yeah.
Yeah. Probably for the best, I guess, in the long run for him.
Yep.
For multiple reasons. Look, I just don't believe the guy who directed Independence Day could make this any good.
No. Yeah. Look, I did not know that was the case.
Yeah.
I mean, they probably said it in the trailer, but I wasn't really paying attention.
I don't think they said that exact thing.
Okay, right.
I think they used another thing. They're like, but the director of...
Did the director of Independence Day also direct Independence Day Resurgence?
Yes.
Okay, then I'm not interested anymore. He's lost his... To whatever touch he had, he's lost it. Let me tell you.
Yeah, so Roland Emmerich, obviously, is... It's his latest venture into the world of cinema movie making. Let me just bring up his filmography. Just
Godzilla 1998.
It's a good one. But that means if this movie's coming out, we can do Pearl Harbor for Caravan of Garbage.
Terrific.
Okay, here we go. Independence Day, he did Stonewall. No idea. He did White House Down, which I think is not as good as the other one.
Okay, right.
Before that, he did Anonymous, which is the one where what if Shakespeare was... He didn't write it. What if someone else wrote it?
Yeah.
Before that, he did 2012.
Uh-huh.
10,000 BC, where they're like, I've got a saber-toothed tiger and these people are building the pyramids. Before that, Day After Tomorrow... Did The Patriot, Godzilla, Independence Day, Stargate, Universal Soldier, Moon 44, other things.
Mixed bag. Mixed bag and of a different era,
yes.
I feel, is the
exactly.
My takeaway from that.
Yeah.
So I'm not on board anymore.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we could still do Pearl Harbor.
Okay, great.
We can watch that four-hour movie.
Terrific.
Oh, yeah, there's another trailer for Charlie's Angels.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, all the women, they be independent.
Mm-hmm,
Throw your hands up at me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you see this trailer? Yes.
Yes.
But did you see the other movies? I haven't seen them.
I feel I have seen at least one of them, yes.
Yeah.
One of them has Crispin Glover in it. Or maybe both of them have Crispin Glover in it.
Crispin Glover is in one of those movies.
Yes, he is.
I suspect.
Yeah, you better believe it. Wow, your detective skills are so good. Maybe you could be a Charlie's Angel.
I think I could.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I could do a high kick.
That's right.
If I stretch for 4 years. So, it looks fine. I wish it was better because it looked better because the cast. I like the cast.
Cast is good. Kristen Stewart. Yeah. And who else we got in there?
Is Elizabeth Banks actually directing this?
Maybe. But she's also Bosley.
Yes.
Which has also been Bernie Mac and Bill Murray.
Yeah, oh, it is directed by Elizabeth Banks. Yeah, it's Naomi Scott as well, who was in Aladdin. She's really good in that.
Patrick Stewart's in it for a minute,
Stewart's
apparently.
Patrick Stewart's in it for a minute.
Yeah.
So there you go.
It looks very much like...
Oh, there's three different actors as Bosley. There's Elizabeth Banks, Jimon Honsu, and Patrick Stewart.
Oh, they're a series of Bosleys.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are they robots? Is it a mask? What's going on? Are they a unit?
Are they a threeple?
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
It also had the Saints in it. It says just says The Saint. Someone's playing The Saint.
Really? The real The Saint?
I don't know.
Or just a guy called The Saint?
Good question.
Ah, I hope it's the real The Saint.
Yeah.
Val Kilmer.
I love how people are like, oh, come on. Are we really going to ruin the legacy? They're bad.
Yeah, right.
I assume.
Yes, sure.
Right? Yeah.
But so what legacy? But that's the thing. What legacy are they ruining? Are they ruining the legacy of the two previous movies? Are they ruining the legacy of the TV series with Farrah Fawcett?
I think at this point it's the movies.
The movies, yeah, exactly.
Remember
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
But I think there's room here for this to be good, but I can't say this this grabbed me.
It looks a bit pandery. Do you remember Ocean's 8?
Yeah.
And it was kind of like, what if a heist... but it's at a fashion show.
What if, though?
This one's like, what if super tough badasses, but they've got big wardrobes?
At a fashion show, obviously.
Yeah, at a fashion show.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I see what you're saying.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So you think it's going to be great?
I think it's going to be great.
Well, I'm glad that you said that.
Oh, yes.
Because I'm going to hold you to it when it comes out.
When it comes out, it must be great.
And that's pretty much all the news from this week. Look, bloody, what's its name got renewed? Came back to cinemas, didn't it? Or whatever.
Endgame, yes it did.
Yeah, I didn't go see it because apparently there's like a deleted scene with the Hulk, but it's unfinished. And there's a Stan Lee tribute and some other things.
When you say unfinished,
is
it Mark Ruffalo and the ping pong balls?
No, it's like he looks like a PS1 character. His mouth doesn't move and runs into a house fire or something. And he's like, I'm the Hulk.
So Mark Ruffalo's not involved at all?
He voices the character.
Okay, right.
Maybe
sure.
He mo-capped him on the I don't know. I haven't seen it, and I will not see it until it's on YouTube.
I would really like to see some un-CGI'd stuff of, like, you know, the diner scene?
Yeah.
Just Mark Ruffalo there? That'd be fun.
Absolutely.
But we're not getting that.
Well, we will when it releases on digital on July 31st, I believe.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Would you pay money to watch?
One without special effects?
The whole movie without special effects.
I probably wouldn't sit through it. But I'd like to skim it and go, that's interesting how they did that.
And plus, a lot of scenes would just be black.
Exactly. You know? Exactly.
Yeah.
I saw that they changed the Captain Marvel suit from the one they used on set. They altered it digitally.
All right.
Because this was filmed like before they filmed.
Oh, I see.
The Captain Marvel movie and so on and so forth. So, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. I'd like to look at all the costumes and go, that's a bit different than in the movie.
Do you think it's easier to act these days or harder to act these days?
Well, as an actor.
Yes.
Because in real life, as you know, I'm not really a podcaster. I'm a terrific actor pretending to be a podcaster.
Mm-hmm, yes. But... that's obviously why I'm asking for your expertise. Because you think that I'm a podcaster, but really, I'm good at interviews in real life. So I've been masquerading as somebody who's bad at interviews and doesn't like doing them. But actually, I love doing them, and I'm doing one right now.
You're a good actor.
Thank you. Maybe I should be an actor.
Then do you think it's easier to act or not?
Yeah, I think it's easy to act.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've been doing it for a long time.
But don't you think, it seems harder. I mean, I guess like location-wise it would be easier because they're like, just step in front of this green room next to your hotel or whatever.
Uh-huh.
I'd imagine that would be more challenging than if you're actually on set. I mean, actors say that, don't they?
Yeah, but also like I feel like there's less... I think you know what I'm basing it entirely around. Like, you don't have to cry anymore because they can just add one.
Oh, okay.
Like, there's no.
Yeah.
You can add anything. You can. They can take out blinks.
Yeah.
They can.
I mean, that's in all the big stuff.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Like, if you're doing a little independent feature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to do that acting.
You got to do that crime for real, man. Mm. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You're Ben Kingsley. You're doing a Dungeons and Dragons movie. They need you to cry.
That's right.
Did any one of them?
Because you're in a Dungeons and Dragons movie. He's probably in the second one.
Yeah, they tried to. They had to CGI him not crying.
Did you see the trailer for that Ian McKellen Helen Mirren movie?
No,
I
didn't.
Soon.
What's it called?
I can't remember. The Good
Helen Kellen.
Nope. The good.
Come on, that's a good joke.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. That's their. That would be their couple name.
I need you to acknowledge it.
That was good. I liked it.
Sorry, God.
It's a movie about Helen Mirren as a rich widow, and Ian McKellen is trying to scam her. It's not a comedy. It's like it's a grim situation.
But who's scamming who?
I think it's mostly just him scamming her.
Oh, so we know.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not seeing it then, am I?
No, all right.
No, that sounds okay.
Okay.
I still want to watch his Sherlock Holmes movie, the one where he's 90. And he's trying to solve a case, but he's got dementia.
All right.
Yeah, it's available on multiple streamings. So, yeah.
Wouldn't you rather watch Holmes and Watson, a movie where everyone making it was suffering from dementia?
Yeah, I guess so. With the special effects turned off?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast. Alongside my good friend, John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Yeah, it's ad time. And what better time than an ad for an ad time? This is
what
fine,
better
right?
time than an ad for an ad? Absolutely. Unless we're overlaying two ads on top of one another.
Did you know, Mason?
Yes.
That the average guy will spend 3,000 hours of his lifetime shaving.
No.
Don't waste 4 months of your life overpaying for poor performing razors. Get Harry's a razor that's so sharp you can shave less often. And it can save you money because it's just $2 per blade.
They are a good blade.
That's right.
Let me bloody tell you.
Do you like the closeness?
I do like the closeness.
Do you like the glide?
Yes.
Do you like the weight of the handle?
It's a good glide. Let me tell you about the glide.
Go on.
Because I didn't have access to my Harry's razor a while back, so I had to get another brand. And I'm not going to name the brand because I'm not sure if we're paying out on other brands this week or not. Sometimes it's like, roast another brand this week. And sometimes they're like, don't roast a brand this week. But anyway, I had to use another brand. And I went to shave around in the neck and stuff. And it left this weird residue from the lubricating strip.
No was, good.
Ugh, Harry's has never done that.
That should
like,
not happen.
Yeah, unpleasant. Yeah.
Well, we do have a special offer for listeners because you can join the 10 million people who have tried Harry's by going to harrys.com/weeklyplanet. They were just
regular guys.
Two regular guys.
Just regular boys.
They were sick of bloody getting ripped off for razors with like shit gimmicks and flex balls and and bizarre handles.
Just
that,
a couple of Joe lunch pails.
I tell you
comparing
that.
Comparing their razors out of their metal lunch boxes on the top of a big railing up in the sky on the skyscraper they were building, you know?
You know it.
Yeah.
Harry's actually bought a world-class blade factory in Germany that had been making some of the best blades in the world for 99 years.
They spotted the factory from up on the railing by where they were building the skyscraper.
Exactly.
They're like, we need a piece of that.
Let's do that, and so now they can provide great quality at factory direct prices because they cut out the middleman.
Sorry, what?
Factory direct. Well, we haven't eaten, Mason, when I'm recording this out, all right? Cut me some bloody slackadoo, all right? And also, if you don't like the shave, let them know and they'll give you a full refund. Here we go. This is what you get in your trial set if you want to give it a go. a weighted ergonomic handle for an easy grip, 5-blade razor with a lubricating strip and
trimmer
blade.
The best in the business, lubricating strip.
Absolutely. For a close shave, rich lathering shave gel that'll leave you smelling great, and a travel blade cover to keep your razor dry and easy on the go. Listeners of this show can redeem that offer at harrys.com/weeklyplanet. Make sure you go to harrys.com/weeklyplanet to redeem your offer and let them know that we sent you to help support this show.
Say it like that, with that intonation at the end.
I've already said it like that.
Put some umlauts at the end. I don't know.
Yeah.
Some accents, yeah.
On with the show. Anyway, it's Spider-Man's got a new movie. I've already seen it. Have you seen it?
Not yet.
Let's talk about it.
Right now?
No, we can't because you haven't seen it. We talked about this a while ago, but Marquee Mark reminded us on Twitter this week, said, in a Q&A, I suggested...
Wait, Marquee Mark from the Funky Bunch?
No, it's Marquee Mark.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a twist. It's a play on words.
Marquee like a scrolling
like
marquee?
Callen.
Or Marquee like a...
M-A-R-Q-U-E-E.
Okay, cool. Like the scrolling thing.
Got it?
Yep, nice.
In the Q&A, I suggested you guys do a weird and alternate Spider-Man in lead up to Far From Home. You guys said you'd be down. You should do that to talk about Child's Play. I haven't seen Child's Play. But it's what if Siri got in a robot and tried to stab you?
There's 3 haunted toy movies out currently. Child's Play,
Toy Story,
New Annabelle, and Toy Story 4. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, no, they're not haunted in Toy Story. They've got human parts in them, remember?
Oh, they have human organs in them.
Woody
yeah.
has a kidney
he has
in
a
his
kidney
head.
In his
he's powered
his,
by
yeah.
a human kidney.
That's right.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think that's a good idea. I mean, and before the show, before this, you asked me, like, have we done this? And I don't know. I don't think so.
We might have done a video.
Yeah, we probably have. Yeah. I know we've done different various villains and whatnot. And
might have been villains.
Yeah. So there you go. Oh, I need to mention this. It's already got like 3 million views, but there's a 16-bit scene of Avengers Endgame. I can't believe I didn't mention this earlier, that John Stratman put together with Kenny on music. It's incredible. Have you seen it?
Kenny G?
Yeah, Kenny G.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just action and flute.
You know how he does it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Anyway, it's incredible. And there's a really interesting making of afterwards where John talks about how he puts it together. Because a lot of people are like, how do you do this? He tells you how to do this.
Ooh.
But you'll never be
just
as good.
Just get skilled as get computer 16-bit
animating.
You'll
never be as good as John, okay? Wow. Don't even bother. That's my advice. Anyway.
So it's the part of the clip he's explaining it and you're just over the top going, don't bother.
Forget
I'm
it.
I'm talking over him because why even bother? Just give up now.
It's really interesting. Anyway, so different variations of Spider-Man. We don't need to explain. We're going to go through some weird ones, some well-known ones. We don't need to explain the actual Spider-Man, do we?
Maybe we do.
Okay, go.
Peter Parker. He's a nerd. Everyone hates him. Everyone hates his dumb guts.
Sometimes.
Yeah. I'm basing this on the fact that we've recently rewatched the original Raimi Spider-Man trilogy and everyone hates his guts all the time.
Yeah, that's
for
good.
For no reason. What did he do?
What
you know what
did
I mean?
He do? I really
everyone
like
hates
video.
Him.
Yeah. Mm. Got another one. We're doing Spider-Man 2 on Tuesday.
Okay.
Come down.
Yeah, nice.
Mm.
Nice.
Yeah, everyone hates him, and that's it.
That's pretty much the premise of those movies.
Yeah.
Even get the moral lesson isn't with great power comes great responsibility. It's
what did you do?
Exactly. It's if you have an unlikable enough face, it doesn't matter what spider powers you get. People are still going to hate you.
That's right. And he gets spider powers from a spider, and then he'd be Spider-Man.
Are all these going to be like this?
They're all going to be like
these
that.
These get spider powers from Spider-Man.
Okay. I think a good one to start on, though, is Ultimate Spider-Man.
Yes.
Which is basically, for people probably know this, but it's a spin-off dimension of the regular Marvel dimension where they basically got to redo all the heroes' origins and tweak them slightly and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
They eventually merged the universes. Some good guys are bad guys now and so forth. Mr. Fantastic is now a super bad guy. But the Peter Parker from this universe is mostly the same, but he stayed in high school for long. They liked that aspect of it, didn't they? They wanted to bring him back to being a cool high school dude.
Oh, I thought you meant this version of Peter Parker stayed in high school longer than the normal Peter Parker would.
He may have.
Like maybe he's a bit slow.
He may actually he may have, because I think... Isn't the origin of the Spider-Man comics like he's pretty much... He's straight into college?
Yeah, for
I
sure.
I don't know.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Anyway, he dies. He's dead.
Mm-hmm.
The Peter Parker Ultimate version. And that's where we get Miles Morales, who steps up. So, yeah. Did you know that,
Because he gave birth to Miles Morales
exactly.
in his death throes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember
There's not
that.
A hell of a lot of differences between the regular Peter Parker version and this version.
Correct.
I mean, there's hair. They've changed the hair, obviously.
Well, they've modernized it.
They've modernized it. Yeah. Have you read any of this?
I love the original, the Ultimate Spider-Man for a while.
Yeah, sure.
But the problem with the Ultimate Universe was that The idea of it was, okay, it's a modern continuity. What if, you know, these people became, you know, the Spider-Man, the X-Men, the Fantastic Four, etc. in modern times?
Yes.
And we're free of continuity and things don't have to go the way they did in the last one.
We can keep him in high school
and you
forever.
You can just pick up a Spider-Man comic and read it. It's just a Spider-Man adventure and don't worry about the 30 years of prior, you know, continuity or whatever.
Sure.
The problem was that then it just became a race to be like...
doing all the events.
Let's do Venom again.
Yeah.
Let's do the Clone Saga again.
Yeah.
What's this version of the Scorpion look like? What's this version of Dr. Octopus look like? Let's just throw them all in, and it just became equally as convoluted
in less time,
way quicker.
Yeah.
So
yeah, and I guess that was a large part of its undoing, right?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, because it did do pretty well initially, didn't it? Like, I guess most reboots in comics,
for sure.
That are done well at least. Yeah. Like it did give us Miles Morales, who witnesses Peter Parker's death and then gets his own spider powers and. You've seen Spider-Verse.
I've seen Spider-Verse. Yeah, I love
but the
Spider-Verse
version of him is different than the Ultimate Comics version because he sees him get killed in the street, I believe, by the Green Goblin.
Mm.
I can't remember, but that sounds right. Anyway, now he's jumped over. There was a Spider-Verse event, and they're in the same universe.
Do you think the general public's aware that there's two Spider-Men?
Like the Ultimate one and the regular one? That's a good question. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Also, there's way more than that.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah.
Do you think the general public is aware that any of the spider characters are different characters? Or do you think they just think it's one guy in a different suit every time?
I genuinely don't know.
You know, because oftentimes I'll see you in a different outfit and I'm like, is that the same guy?
Yeah.
So you...
I'm a good actor also.
Yeah, you are. You
which
are
is hard for you.
It's true, yeah.
Yeah.
And I can't recognize your face.
Of course, yes. That's a good question. I don't know. People might know that. Yes or no? Tweet in at Wikipedia Brown.
Well, look, I think the actual answer is that in a comic book universe, of course they would. They go, of course that's Spider-Man and that's...
I think some people would.
Yeah.
But it's the same way in this universe where, like, is this Marvel movie connected to whatever Marvel movie?
Yeah.
Superman, Batman, Spider-Man, is it the same universe? Who cares? Is it the same guy? It doesn't matter, you know?
Yeah. I think in real life people are like, that's just a weird blur.
Yeah.
Is that weird blur the same as the other weird blur?
Yeah, probably. Mm. Yeah. You're gonna have to do this now, Mason.
What's that?
Ben Reilly. Go on.
Oh, okay.
What's the Ben Reilly? Also, read the new Spider-Man Decades. What's that called? The one that I said? Generations. Miguel?
Oh, I wrote it down. Hang on. No, I'll get to it first.
If you want a summation of that,
it's called Spider-Man Life Story.
Yeah,
is the one you're thinking
they
of.
They do this version.
They do that, really?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Anyway, Ben Reilly, go.
Okay. So Spider-Man is a villain called the Jackal.
In the 80s.
Miles Warren. And he's a geneticist.
Yep.
And then there was like a one-off issue
mm-hmm.
where Spider-Man gets knocked out by the Jackal and he wakes up and there's just another Spider-Man there.
Yeah.
He's identical. He's got the same costume. He's got the same powers or whatever.
Turns out, mirror. It's just a mirror.
Just a mirror. Yeah. puts it out on the lawn. He's like, anybody want to buy this mirror? Puts $5 for this mirror. Somebody takes it. You know, always happens.
Yeah.
You want to get rid of something for free? Put it on your lawn.
Put a price on it, five bucks.
Inquire within. Someone will steal it.
Definitely,
because it has value.
Exactly.
Anyway,
mm.
but
and then take him to court.
Yeah. Anyway, the Jackal's just like, I cloned you, Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And you got to fight this clone. And he's like, okay. And then they fight. Then the clone is seemingly killed.
Yep.
And then...
Throws him in a smokestack. Cool, that's
and he,
fine.
Then he goes back to his house and he's like, well, I guess I was the real one.
Yeah.
Because I didn't die just then. And then he just lives... Then he just goes on...
And I don't want to think about
it. I'm never going to think about this sentient being that I killed.
So the mirror threw him out. Interesting.
That's correct. Yeah. Exactly. And then I think in the... So basically what happened was that in the 90s, the sales of the Spider-Man book were kind of dropping off. And they were like, how do we revitalize Spider-Man?
Is that how most of these spider people come into
almost
being? I'm looking
certainly.
At this list. I'm like,
almost certainly. Huh. Yeah.
Wow. Even the movie, like, they brought in Andrew Garfield. Because
yeah, sorry, exactly. So they were like, because they were like, why are sales of the Spider-Man books dropping? And they're like, well, it's because he's not as relatable anymore because he's, you know.
Wrong. No, you're not wrong.
Okay.
I'm saying I think that's wrong.
Yeah, right.
Just be like, well, he's not relatable because he grew up.
Yeah. Well, look, I think the reason sales were dropping on the Spider-Man
are we not relatable because we're getting older?
No, we're very relatable. Okay, we're 21 to 25 or a different age. But I think sales were dropping because there was like four to five books, Spider-Man books a month and you had to read all of them.
Mm.
And people were like, well, I can either read all of them, which I can't afford, or I'll just read none. And so people stopped doing that. But they were like, Spider-Man's not... he's not youthful enough.
Yep.
He's out of school. He's got a good job. His wife's a supermodel, etc. Mm. So initially, I think the plan was to have him get divorced.
Love it.
But then he's just a sad divorced man.
Love it.
So they were like, "What we'll do is we'll get. What we'll do is we'll introduce a clone of the clone. We'll say the clone's back, and then original Spider-Man can retire, and then we'll bring the clone in, and he will be the new Spider-Man. And he's swinging, and he's single, and he's back to school. I don't know. Maybe he doesn't have his GED or whatever, so they'll go back to high school.
Which I don't think is a terrible idea.
Yeah. So they were just like, so they reintroduced the clone. What happened is he went to Peter Parker's house, and then he realized that Peter Parker was already there.
Mm.
And so he's like, oh, my life, what'll I do?
Sixth day.
Exactly, a real 6 day situation. Yeah. So he took the name Ben Reilly, and then he moved to the West Coast.
Why Reilly?
Reilly is Aunt May's maiden name,
okay.
I think.
All right.
Okay. And then he went over to the West Coast, and he took the name Scarlet Spider, and he created what some people believe is the best Spider-Man costume of all time.
I think you just say that all the time.
No,
right?
I think it's...
I hate it.
I think it's bad. I like that one.
The sleeves is the right. one. I like it. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's the blue hoodie one, right? Yeah, I like that one. Yeah.
And anyway, basically what happened was they intended the story to be like a quick switcheroo, but then sales went right up. They went through the roof.
Yep.
And so they just kept the story going for years.
Clones upon clones and books upon books.
Went forever. Exactly, yeah.
And that's why you left comics,
exactly,
correct?
Yeah. The comics industry. I stopped writing Spider-Man.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You're a good actor. Right.
Thank you.
Yeah, I like the character of Ben Reilly. I like that idea.
Yeah.
But I can't say that I've read any of this.
Oh, I've read too many of them.
Yeah, so... Or some maybe bits and pieces. But I certainly wouldn't go back and read them now.
Yeah, right.
But I like, again, like with that new comic we're talking about, I like that core idea. But I don't need 400 books forever telling me about it.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
And then because they swap and like who's who and maybe I was the original and whatever, right?
Yeah, yeah. There's revelations that maybe Peter Parker was the clone.
Yeah.
And then Ben Reilly is killed, mm-hmm. and then he turns to dust, which is the signal that you are the clone. Sure. But he's back again somehow. I don't know.
Wow.
Maybe because that was a clone of him.
Oh, clone
and the original
of a clone.
Is still alive. I don't know.
Doesn't matter, does it?
Doesn't matter.
It's really good.
Uh-huh.
That's enough on that then. I think
so. Yeah.
I bring this up.
I believe they attempted the Clone Saga in the Ultimate Universe as well.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doppelganger, just quickly. We did this in a video this week on Spider-Man villains, but basically he's evil Spider-Man with six arms from another dimension.
Correct, yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. He's got a big snappy face and he's a fractal being or something, right?
Yeah, he's from a fractal dimension, fractal demons.
Did we do it in this video? That was a different video.
It was many, many weeks ago.
Yeah.
That's why I'm thinking of it.
We did 25 best Spider-Man villains or whatever.
Yes, yeah. That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah. I can't even remember whether we brought that up.
We covered Doppelganger.
In last week when we recorded
no.
that? No, we have covered it before, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But then we've got Superior Spider-Man, which I think is a good run of comics that
I really good,
finished.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So what if Spider-Man sales were going down? What if?
What if? Uh-huh.
And so what we do, we put Doc Ock's brain in Spider-Man because he's getting old.
Yes.
And he wants to be a Spider-Man. And he's like, I'll be a better Spider-Man and I'll run this city like bloody clockwork. I'll have mechanical drones going around doing work for me. I want to date all the Peter Parker's like girlfriends and whatever and steal his memories.
I love him better than he ever could.
Yeah, but wait.
Hey, baby, what was your favorite Peter Parker move from back in the day? Well, get a load of this.
So he still got Peter Parker in his mind for a little bit, but then he manages to get rid of him.
Uh-huh.
And it's a really good run.
I think it
and
is.
And is he the superior Spider-Man? In many ways, yes, but then no, I guess. Because doesn't he voluntarily give it up, I believe, in
that's
the end?
That's the new, with great power becomes great becomes great responsibility. It's was I the best Spider-Man? Maybe I was, but maybe I wasn't.
Maybe I wasn't. So
off I go to Oblivion.
Mm. So he's been back a few times,
he's back,
hasn't he, from... But he's got his own body, I guess.
I think he does, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not sure where that's at. But no, I think the Doc Ock element changes it in an interesting way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he knows Spider-Man, but then he is Spider-Man. And isn't that relatable to all of us?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's a good run. People should just track that down, I think, yeah.
It's just called Superior Spider-Man, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the new costume's sick.
It is sick.
It is sick.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like the Iron Spider suit, but better.
Sicker. Yeah, I don't love the comic version of that.
Mm.
I don't mind the movie one.
Yeah, right.
Is that what you're talking about, though?
I'm talking about the comic book one.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah.
Then sales were dropping.
Yes. This is video game stuff.
Okay.
Okay. I just want to talk about Spider-Man 2, the movie, just quickly. And this also applies to 1. They're like spin-offs. They're like, they expand on the movies, but they're in their own universes.
Well, this is the video game.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Because like in the Spider-Man 2, the video game, you fight like the Rhino, you fight Mysterio, you fight the Scorpion. They just bring in a bunch of other, you fight Shocker.
Yeah, right.
I think in, it's like you fight people, I think, that then show up in later movies maybe even, or a hint of that. I can't remember. Which one do you fight the lizard? Maybe you don't fight the lizard in two. There's a hint towards the lizard. No, you don't fight him. Anyway, there's Ultimate Spider-Man, the video game. Which is kind of like a sequel to this, but that's actually an in-betweenquel in the actual Ultimate Spider-Man comics. It's set after he fights Venom on a football field, and then you can play as either of them. We've done a Caravan of Garbage.
I remember that, yeah.
But Spider-Man PS4, I think, is a very good universe that stands on its own.
Absolutely, yeah.
And we both agree.
And it's like, yeah. But
sales were dropping on Spider-Man video games.
That's right. There hadn't been one in years.
Well, they'd been
no one had bought a copy in years.
There'd been a bunch. None of them were great.
Yeah, right.
I think there were some okay ones.
You love the web swinging, though.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Some of the best.
Uh-huh.
But you're talking about PS4.
I'm talking about, didn't you love the Spider-Man 2 web swinging?
Yeah, I do. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why don't you marry? You love it so much.
I'm already married. I could have married it back then, though. I wasn't married then. What was I thinking?
Yeah,
you I missed
idiot.
My moment.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So
Now Spider-Man 2, the video game's moved on to a second-hand shelf in EB Games.
But no, do you not like the web swinging Spider-Man PS4?
No, I love it.
Yeah,
it's great.
Okay, yeah. It's a little bit more forgiving than the PS2 one, which I'm not sure I like as much. Yeah, because when you go near the swing near the ground, it will kind of lift you up just a tad, just to kind of.
Right.
But
it's
fine. I mean, it's so fluid, and you can run around fire escapes.
Again,
and,
as I've said, there should be a splatter mode.
Yeah,
where if you fall a certain height from a certain height, you die.
I like it. I love it. But what I think. They've kind of merged Tom Holland and Andrew Garfield's face for Spider-Man. Uh-huh. I think Yuri something, he voiced the Prince of Persia.
Yuri Geller.
Yes, that's right.
The guy who bent spoons.
Correct. Mm-hmm. He was a fraud. But he was.
He was a fraud. He's still alive.
Is he?
So you're saying he was a fraud, but then he learned to do it for real.
No, I think he was a fraud and now everyone knows he's a fraud, so he's not a fraud anymore because everyone knows he's a liar.
Yeah.
So does that still make you a fraud? If you
I remember seeing him once on a TV show, and he did the spoon bending, and all I remember is that he stripped down to his underpants, like to do it just to prove there wasn't any other tricks involved. And then he was like,
What does that prove?
I don't know, nothing. But I remember that the only reason I remember it is because he said, oh, but people are going to think, oh, he's got a magnet in his ghoulies. He's got a magnet in his ghoulies.
Nobody thinks that.
Well, that's what he
now
said.
Now I do.
Yeah, now you do. He's probably got a magnet in his ghoulies.
Because he's still wearing his underpants, isn't he?
That's right.
So take him off.
So there could be a magnet in his ghoulies.
Didn't he go on Carson and Carson handed him a spoon and was like, bend this one.
Oh, I don't know.
And he couldn't.
Wow.
Because you pre-bend him or whatever you do.
Isn't that insane?
What?
I know we're talking about Spider-Man to some degree. But isn't it amazing that you could have an entire career? You could be a famous person. Like, we both know who Yuri Geller is. A man who hasn't appeared in public in decades, probably. I don't know. But he's a household name because he pretended to bend spoons with his mind.
Is that better than this, though? Really?
What, podcasting?
Yeah.
I'm not comparing him to us. I'm saying that it's fascinating that... That's his whole bit. And he went around the world.
Yeah.
And people are... I think he was alleged to have done other stuff. Like, I think he had other...
Alleged?
Oh,
so people suspected that he could do other things?
No, I think he often claimed that he could do other psychic things.
He could bend spoons and we're pretty confident he's got a magnet in his coolies. Can you find that clip for me, please?
Of course. He says he can bend spoons, but we think he can actually fly. He's just keeping that concealed. I think if you could fly, that'd be a perfect...
Well, yeah.
It'd be a perfect ruse. You could be like, no, I'm a psychic, though. I can bend these spoons.
To stop people from thinking you could
fly.
No, you just fly.
All
right. Right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Would people be experimenting on you, though? Would they be like, we need you to come into the lab? I'd be like, I'm not doing that.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm a podcaster.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's my first love.
Exactly.
Flying is just a hobby. Yeah, so anyway, Spider-Man PS4 is a great world that they built in that video game, and I'm looking forward to seeing it in other video games.
I'm looking forward to the Yuri Geller expansion pack.
Me too.
We can play as or battle Yuri Geller.
I think there's a skin in... There's a skin in that one where you can play Stan Lee, isn't there? Is there a Stan Lee skin in that one? Or is that a different game where you can...
I don't know.
There's definitely a Spider-Man game where you can be Stan Lee.
Do you still have... Do you maintain Spider-Man's powers? Or do you just have to walk around on the ground?
No, you'd maintain...
You can look up at the skyscrapers, but not that far because your neck will crick.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I guess we should talk about the move.
Geller has claimed his feats are the result of paranormal powers given to him by extraterrestrials.
Shut the fuck up. Like, what are you... If you came up and said it's a trick,
yeah,
I think that's fine. Right. I'd be like, well, that's a good trick.
Yeah.
Because it just, God, you really just say anything, can't you? Anyone can say anything.
Under hypnosis, Geller claimed he was sent to Earth by extraterrestrials from a spaceship 53,000 light years away.
Do they take returns?
Nice. Got him. Got him. Got him. But slightly used. Yep. He also, at one point, claimed to teleport a dog through the walls of his house.
But he claimed to, did he?
Yep. Good
stuff. I've seen a dog door, mate.
Yeah.
I guess we talk about the movies. They're all different universes, aren't they? Done.
You know what? Because I had this thought, actually, today. We watched both Amazing Spider-Man movies and did commentaries on them.
Yep.
I can't remember a single thing that happened in those
movies.
We
didn't commentary the second one.
Didn't we?
No, we only did the first one.
What happens in the first one? He fights the lizard,
it's
right?
It's just an origin. It's an origin of... Okay. It's fine.
Sure.
I think.
But what happens in it?
It's They just do Spider-Man. It's the same thing.
All right, nice.
Again.
Yeah, cool.
You know the one you watched recently with Tobey Maguire?
Yep.
It's that.
Same thing again?
Except with a lizard.
Yeah. But that's the thing. At least I remember moments from... Like, prior to rewatching Spider-Man 1, Sam Raimi.
Yeah.
At least I remembered bits in it. Mm. You know?
Well, next time a Spider-Man movie comes around, we'll do those movies again.
Good. Great.
You'll remember
that's
even
what
less.
I want to do. I want to watch the Andrew Garfield Spider-Man movies again. I want to watch Mark Webb's Spider-Man.
I'm pretty sure when we reviewed the second one, we were like, it was fine. Mm. I don't think... I really like the web-swinging in that second one as well. I think it's really good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, some of the best. Okay, but there's Spider-Gwen. We can do... Spider-Gwen is from... people have seen that movie also, haven't they? The new bloody Spider-Verse movie.
Anyway, sales were dropping.
Yeah, sales were dropping.
Sales were dropping on Gwen Stacy-related books.
Correct.
Because she'd been dead for decades. Yes. And they hadn't made any.
And she's from a dimension where she's Spider-Man, woman.
Mm-hmm.
And she does the Spider-Man work. You've seen it. But then, of course, you've got Spider-Man Noir, which is a character from before the movie as well. It's like a 1930s... You've seen it. Why am I explaining these? Spider-Ham, etc. Miguel O'Hara. There's a few future Spider-Men, aren't they?
That's
where
true.
Are they at?
The future.
Yes, but what are they doing?
Fighting crime.
In?
The future.
Very good.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
Oh, I love the 2099 universe. Some of it was... There was one that was allegedly written and created by Stan Lee, but I wonder how much input he had. Like, in retrospect, I wonder how much input he had on it. He created Ravage 2099, who was like a... He was like a...
Like a Venom knockoff?
No, he was like a corporate executive.
Oh.
Who became like this...
It's very 2099.
I know, right?
Yeah.
And he became like a homeless bum vigilante guy.
Okay.
And then he got mutant powers.
That's quite a ride.
It was quite the ride, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it feels very much like... It feels like, conceptually, it feels like Stan Lee.
Yeah. Because
it's like, what if a man, but he fought crime, you know?
That's very Stan Lee.
It's very Stan Lee, like a very much a big picture kind of, you know.
I can say that. Yeah. Well, maybe it was his core idea.
Yeah.
There's also the future cartoon that's not 2099, though, isn't there? There's that other one.
Oh, Spider-Man Unlimited.
Yeah.
That's not the future.
Isn't it?
That's Spider-Man Goes to Counter-Earth, which is an Earth. That is on the other side of the sun.
Oh, that one.
So it's, yeah.
Is there tickets for that?
To?
The Earth on the other side of the sun.
No, you have to catch a shuttle there.
Okay.
Yeah, you got
to. Does Yuri Geller know how to get there?
Almost certainly, yeah.
Is he on Twitter? Let me check.
Okay.
He's got 14,000 followers and his image is of his face.
Yep.
But he's holding two spoons over his eyes.
Are the spoons bent or unbent?
They look unbent. I mean, for now, obviously.
Yeah, obviously, yeah.
He's got one follower that I know that I follow, and that's Peyton Reed, who directs the Ant-Man movies.
Well.
There you bloody go.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm. So that's that cartoon then, I guess.
Oh, we're not going to talk about Spider-Man 2099?
No, we are, yeah.
Okay, I love the 2099.
Because they have all the, it's the goblins back and et cetera and so forth, don't they? They do most of the villains, but the future versions?
Yes, and... I don't know how much I have to say about Spider-Man 2099.
Well, you just told me that you love it and you want to talk about it forever.
I know.
Yeah. I don't like this. You like the suit design. I don't like the suit design.
Don't you?
On that one,
What don't you like about it?
I don't know. It's just too weird and much. I don't like the mask. He can fly also, can't he?
He can glide.
Yeah, whatever.
Regular Spider-Man can glide.
Yeah, no, I know that, but I feel like he's got more boost stuff, doesn't he? Doesn't he have more boost stuff?
No!
I think he's got more boost stuff.
He doesn't have any more boost stuff.
Also, most villains in that era can probably fly, I assume.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So where's the advantage? I don't know, I just think he's not as special in the future, in this particular future.
Right.
But I guess you could say that about any run of comic book Spider-Man, because there's always people who match him, if not more. like in abilities or things he can do and
stuff. Oh, I see. Yeah, but that's, I mean, that's that you want to keep Spider-Man as the underdog, right?
Yeah, sure.
So, you know.
So how do you do that then in this particular universe?
Well, you make sure he can't fly.
Okay. Yeah. But he can fly a little bit, can't he? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you have more to say about this?
What do you want to know?
It's your favorite.
Well, what do you want to know about Spider-Man 2099?
Nothing at all.
You don't want to know his origin?
Okay, sure.
Genetic tampering.
No, I didn't want to know his origin.
Okay, right.
He's not.
No, he works for Alchemax, which in the 2099 universe is like one of the big evil mega corporations.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they're building like DNA templates to create super soldiers, like that are versions of the characters from the Age of Heroes.
Are they using that spider DNA and stuff from the Peter Parker?
No, they're sort of building it. They're building it from scratch.
Apropos of nothing,
precisely.
Okay, good.
Right, and he and Miguel O'Hara basically gets poisoned, and he decides he's going to go into the labs and like put his.
Is he poisoned by bureaucrats and such?
By bureaucracy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but also poison.
No, that's what I mean. Like,
oh, yeah.
They get him like.
Yeah, they poison him. They poison him to blackmail him, basically.
Right, okay.
And then he's like, okay, well, I'm going to go into the lab and I'm going to put my own genetic template back on me and that'll cure it. But he actually inadvertently puts a Spider-Man template over him and he gets Spider-Man powers.
And he's pretty happy about it? Or is he like, I'd rather not. Thank you very much. I can't even fly. I fly a little bit. My goodness. This version of me does.
He doesn't fly at all.
He flies a little bit.
He does not. He absolutely does not. Where are you getting that?
I don't know.
Okay.
I might be thinking of a different version of Spider-Man that can fly, or I may be thinking of Batman Beyond, who can just fly.
Are you thinking of a bird?
I've never seen a bird, so I'm probably not thinking of a bird.
Okay, right. Yeah. It's Batman Beyond can fly.
Yes, which I also disagree with. Not that he can fly.
Yes.
I disagree that he should be able to fly.
Because Batman traditionally doesn't fly.
Yeah.
But also in like the later series of Batman, like the Batman animated series, he was just swanning about on a jetpack a lot of the time.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you would.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly it. And there's, you know, occasionally you'll see a Batman one-shot or something like that, and he's just using like anytime Batman uses a Justice League teleporter or something like that, I'm like, that's cheating, Batman.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know it exists in that universe, but I dislike.
Or he's got like a crazy armor.
Yes,
it's like
exactly.
Immune
yeah.
to everything and whatever makes him super strong.
Exactly. It's like, why don't you use that all the time?
Yeah, good question.
They never. Yeah.
Because he's a real man with real.
That's right.
He doesn't want to.
Why don't you just wrench your arms out of your socket every night, swinging about the city, your normal
dumbass.
Man,
your
dumbass? Put the robot suit on.
Exactly. Does Miguel O'Hara, I know he does some time traveling. Well, he does in that Spider-Man, in the Spider-Verse. Well, not time travel, he dimensions hops in the Spider-Verse movie. He's played by Oscar Isaac in the post-credits. But is Peter Parker still alive in the future at any point?
No.
Okay, so he's well dead?
Wait.
Do we know how he's dead?
Wait. No, he's dead.
Okay.
Yeah.
But is he? You know, it's one of those
things.
He's
definitely dead.
It's one of those things where they're like, no, he's here.
No, he's definitely dead.
Okay.
Yeah.
They've met multiple times.
Steve Rogers is still alive, though.
How's he look?
Great.
So he doesn't age?
No, I think he got frozen again.
God, that's unlucky. Or lucky.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Does he hate the future? He's like, oh, I just got the hang of phones. Fuck.
Yes.
Fuck is
and
this?
Now I've got hologram phones.
This Spider-Man flies, I think. Yeah. I suspect.
It's blowing my mind. Because like in the 40s, we didn't have any Spider-Man. And then in the modern day, or as they call it here, the past, there was a Spider-Man, but he didn't fly. And then, now, the Spider-Man, I think he flies a little bit. Stuff to say.
I feel like Steve Rogers is the kind of guy who, like me, can't tell the difference between flying and gliding.
Uh-huh.
I feel like it's all like just some foreign concept.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, we spent a lot of time on that. What about Spider-Girl / Spider-Woman? Different characters, different abilities, different spider.
Well, there's two spider women. There's two spider women.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So one's not related to Peter Parker at all and not bit. And powers are magical or something, is that right? No, that's not right. What's the one who's not related in any way to
Jessica
Peter Parker?
Jessica Drew is
yes,
who you're thinking
the one.
Of.
Yeah. I was going to say Nancy Drew, but I'm like, no, that's a different person.
That's a hero in a different way.
Correct. Yeah. You know.
That Spider-Woman, I believe, I think we've done a video on Spider-Woman.
We probably have.
All right.
Yeah.
She was as a child, she was radiation poisoned, and then she was put in like a...
Oh, we definitely have done this.
That's
yeah.
what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Her father puts her in like a genetic accelerator situation, and then when she escapes...
Spider powers. But not from a spider.
No.
Yeah, and she can fly a little bit, maybe. So what's Spider-Girl?
Well, Spider-Girl is the daughter of Mary Jane and Peter Parker from a different potential... Marvel future.
Well, there you go. And what about the other Spider-Woman?
No idea. Let's look her up. But all I know about the other Spider-Woman,
yep,
is that the Venom costume is based on her costume.
Oh, that's how she got it first, didn't she? Wow. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
That's crazy.
I know.
I'm just looking at the Wikipedia here. Yes. There is 6 different versions of Ben Reilly. 5, sorry.
5.
Yeah.
Tell me about them.
No.
Okay.
They're different. They're all slightly different. Ugh. But if you look at the Peter Parker, and there's maybe 148 variations. Oh, probably about 120, because I ran a search on the word search on the page.
All right.
And I cannot possibly
pick one at random. Pick one at random. See what it does.
Oh wow! I actually had this one down. I'll pick a different one. It's a Marvel Zombies version.
Oh yes.
That I picked. But I can talk a bit about that in a second. Okay, this Peter Parker is from Earth 25663.
Yes, I'm listening. Is this random?
Yep. Similar to Earth. History is unknown. Similar to Earth 616, but with the events of the Spider-Man clone saga playing out differently, the key point of difference is that Norman Osborn was indeed killed in his bout with Spider-Man after he murdered Gwen Stacy, whilst his son, Harry Osborn, survived his climactic fight with his former friend, with Harry in place as Norman as a surprise mastermind in the clone saga. Events played out differently. Among the notable changes, Aunt May was never kidnapped and was present for the entirety of the events, and Judas Traveler and the Skrull never became involved. Spider-Man... His life minor characters Gaunt and Seward Trainer were not involved, and Ben Reilly became Spider-Man sooner. Jack's plan differed somewhat because there was no spider side or virus unleashed on the populace, and Peter's doubts about the status of the original didn't cause him to join the Jackal's side for a time. Harry tried cloning Norman, but without the goblin serum in his DNA, he was sane and sacrificed himself to stop his son's revenge scheme. Perhaps the most significant difference, Baby May was not lost to her parents, and Ben Reilly survived to go live a life of his own.
What a wonderful parallel universe. What a lovely time for everyone.
So he's basically, yeah.
The clone Except for Aunt May, who was very traumatized because she had to watch the whole thing, apparently.
Exactly. Yeah, right. Anyway, where do you go on Spider-Woman? The other one.
Julia Carpenter,
mm-hmm.
A secret government group called the Commission decided to create their own superhero.
Okay.
She was convinced to be part of an athletic study.
Mm.
During the experiment, they accidentally injected Julia with a mix of spider venom and exotic plant extracts.
Very nice.
That's it. That's her origin.
Like a guarana?
Yeah, like a guarana. Yeah, probably a ginseng.
Mm.
You know?
That's why you don't know anything about it, because who cares?
Yeah.
Is that right?
And Red Bull gives you wings.
It certainly does.
With which to fly.
Don't drink it, it's poison. what about William Braddock, the British version?
Oh, I don't know anything about this version.
Spider-Man UK.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So basically it's, you know, like Captain Britain and whatever.
It is, yeah. Spider-Man, he's one of the Braddock family.
I believe he's from the client, not the client, sorry, the one of the Spider-Verse, whatever. I like the costume on that one, the Union Jack on the thing. I think it's cool.
You know what I hate about regional superheroes?
Okay.
With the exception of Captain America.
Right.
Why would the British version of Spider-Man wear a Union Jack?
Because he's British.
I know. But American Spider-Man doesn't have the American flag on himself.
Because he was the first.
He swings around the American flag
while
Chad Kroger's hero plays. He doesn't wear... I mean, his costume's red and blue.
That is certainly true.
Yeah.
I can't disagree with that. Yeah. That's a good question.
I just don't like regional superheroes where it's like, I'm Captain Australia, you know?
Yeah, and he's got the boxing kangaroo flag, our flag.
Exactly, yeah.
Why don't they change it to that legitimately?
Because with boxing kangaroo.
Yes.
Not just a kangaroo.
Boxing, of course, yes. Which flag do you identify more with? You got the Union Jack,
okay,
which
I'm
is
listening.
A British thing,
yep.
Obviously,
uh-huh.
Which I don't have a problem with.
Yep.
just so people are clear.
Just so people are clear on your politics, you do not have a problem with the Union Jack.
And the Southern Cross, which is just basically being stolen by bogans for bad tattoos and stickers on cars for racists or whatever. That's the general consensus,
no, I agree,
general
yeah.
idea, unfortunately. Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, it's a series of stars in the sky that now I mostly associate with fuckwits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Not all.
Yeah.
When
I look up in the beautiful night sky and I see it, I go, somebody's punching their dad right now. You know?
And vice versa.
Yeah, for sure.
It ends in a blue.
Yeah, I better believe it ends in a blue. But it ends in a blue, mate.
So the zombie Spider-Man from the zombie Marvel Zombies universe... this is
who's your what can people out there?
Yep.
If you're not from America, tell me a regional superhero that you have.
What do you got?
What do you have? And it can't be like a shopping center mascot.
Send an image.
Send us something good. And does it have your flag integrated in it?
Can it be local? Like a local, like a town or a
Maybe, yeah, sure.
Okay.
I think it's also the only like foreign superheroes we get are kind of, again, they're like, you know, it's Captain Spain or whatever.
Yeah, right.
What has Spain got that isn't Captain Spain?
Bullfighting.
Right. But that's also kind of cliched as well, isn't it? Like in the comic books, whenever they're like, we've brought in heroes from all the world to save the world. It's his El Bullfighter.
That's right.
And there's, you know, the geisha. And here's whatever. Like,
it's a man with a pretzel on his chest. He's from Germany, right?
Exactly.
A buttery pretzel.
Ooh.
Yeah, pretty good. Zombie Spider-Man.
Anyway, let us know.
Yeah, zombie dimension, a virus infects all the superheroes, most of them.
Yes.
And they just go on a bloody tear, mate, eating everybody. Uh-huh. They lose their mind until they eat people, and then they regain their consciousness and civility.
And they regret it.
And they regret it, which is what happens to Spider-Man because he eats Mary Jane and Aunt May. And because
that's pretty funny.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. It's a grim comic. There's a few of them. There's like multiple volumes. I think I read three, but there's more than that. But they end up pretty much eating everybody on Earth.
Yes.
And then they go out and they eat Galactus and get his powers.
Yes.
And they basically travel the galaxy and just consume literally every planet everywhere until there's nothing left. And they're forced to come back to Earth. But the thing about this version is once you don't eat for a fairly, like a certain amount of time, the craving goes away.
Huh.
Yeah. And you kind of regain your kind of sanity.
Probably should have just gone to bed for a bit.
Exactly.
You know, woken up feeling fresh as a daisy.
So that's that version. Uh-huh. I'm not sure whether he's still around. Probably, I don't know. Because they fall apart and so on and so forth, don't they?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You want to see, if you're in that universe, you want to get someone like Wolverine who regenerates. Just keep chipping away at him.
Yeah, right.
That's what you'd do. Right?
I guess. But we also don't know how, like, that version, like, it could be that if a zombie bites you or, like, eats at you, maybe your regeneration power.
No, but you just chip bits off him. You don't bite into him.
Oh, with it like a chisel or something.
Exactly. Yeah,
or like one of those buzzy things that you get kebab meat off of.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
You just grind away at him for a bit.
Grind away at him, you get it. Yeah. Yeah. What about this one?
Yes, I'm listening.
I've only just started reading this, Earth 1602.
You know what you should do?
What's that?
You should give us one that you've written down and then a random one.
Sure.
Just speed away at that Wikipedia article. And no worries. Let's see if they're all as thrilling as Spider-Man 1602.
But yeah, so do you know, what do you know about 1602? I mean, it's through year 1602.
What I know
right?
about it, it's in the year 1602. I believe that is the series that Neil Gaiman wrote for Marvel in exchange for some sort of legal counsel, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, that's all I know about it.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where do you get his spider powers from? I don't know. I probably drank some weird water with a spider in it.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Is that a good comic?
You know what probably happened is he was walking down the street and like somebody threw a... like a bedpan out the window. And
caught some in his mouth.
Caught some in his mouth and it had some spider venom in it. Yeah. Yeah. Dead spider.
Yeah. And he died. That's that version of Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, I picked one.
Okay.
Earth 61112, better known as Peter Parker of that Earth, better known as Spider-Man, was a member of the Avengers. History, after switching bodies with Dr. Octopus. I'll say it again.
No, I like the way you said it. Dr. Octopus.
Switching bodies with Dr. Octopus. Peter perished. Peter perished in his subsequent battle with him. The end.
Wow.
Yeah, so there you go.
Wow.
I got another one. What's the last one that I've got on this list? What have we got here? Oh, there's a what if version. There's a bunch of them. I didn't write them all down.
I'm excited to hear
the one
about
these. The one I wrote down was, it's like a bunch of like, what if someone else was bitten? Like, what if Flash was bitten? What if Betty Brant was bitten, et cetera, and so forth.
Yes.
So, yeah. Have you got any other ones that... I know there's a stack more, but is there any other significant ones or weird ones that we've missed and so forth?
What's your favorite alternate Spider-Man?
I got one here.
Yeah.
This one is Peter Parker from Earth 8101.
Mm-hmm.
This version of Peter Parker is an alternate version of Peter Parker who is an ape. Spider-Monkey is a is a Marvel ape, universe counterpart of Spider-Man, but unlike his human counterpart, Spider-Monkey is more egotistic, naive, and a bit more accepting of the world around him.
And he's a monkey.
Yeah, Spider-Monkey has no problem with killing those who do not want to reform, as the justice system of his world says that if a villain does not reform, he must be killed. Spider-Monkey is seen fighting amongst Dr. Octavius.
I get it.
Who Gibbon helped defeat, whoever that is. Spider-Monkey is later seen in Dr. Octavius' trial, and there's a Spider-Verse version as well, and etc. and so forth. He's dead, apparently. He was killed by Genix.
And his name's Peter Parker.
Yes.
But he's a monkey.
Yes.
I believe our friend Matt Stewart has done a podcast. His podcast, Primates, which is about primates in popular culture. I believe he may have covered this. He may have covered the Marvel apes.
Okay.
So I'm sort of fascinated because I don't know anything about them.
He didn't get you on for that?
Didn't. No. Not my area of expertise. Insulting. Thank you.
You could have looked into it, is what I'm saying.
That's right, yeah. I could have looked into it. But is it a universe where everybody was human and then they became apes?
That's a very good question.
Because why, if not, why would you name an ape Peter Parker?
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is a good one. Peter Parker of Earth 11099 is an alternate version of Peter Parker who in an alternative timeline is in the new new Fantastic Four. There's a few versions of that. Where what if Spider-Man was in the Fantastic Four and they become the Fantastic Five?
Yeah.
It says history unknown. I mean, all the Spider-Man shit, obviously. Like, that's his history, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right, I can do one more. This is Peter Parker of Earth 11053. It's an alternate version of Peter Parker who was killed by Daredevil, the Daredevil of his reality. Not much is known about this version of Peter Parker, except that he was killed by Daredevil and left to rot along with Bullseye, Iron Man, Elektra, and of his reality.
That raises a lot of questions, I feel.
Yeah.
First of all, how did Daredevil get one up on Iron Man?
Good question.
Seriously.
Yeah.
You know?
Hit him with a stick.
Oh, that'll do it.
In the back of the head.
I guess you just have to sneak into his house when he's not Iron Man and hit him with a stick.
Oh, yeah, that's probably true.
Just wait till he's not wearing the suit, hit him with a stick.
Oh, there's a Deathlok version?
Oh, Deathlok Spider-Man. Good.
Yeah, taken over by the Deathlok situation.
That's what they call it.
Yeah.
Sometimes you wake up and you're like, oh, man, look at this Deathlok situation
I'm in. I do not like this, and no thank you.
Oh.
But yeah, there's a bunch. Every cartoon is also its own continuity and so on and so forth. Yeah.
What's your favorite Spider-Man, James?
I really like Captain Britain because you hate it.
Nice.
The Britain version. No, that's a good question. I quite like Superior Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
The best movie is the Spider-Man, the animated one, obviously.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you love this one.
I'm ready.
This is Spider-Man Earth 70237. It's an alternate older version of Peter Parker who's given up on being Spider-Man. And after an older version of J.J. and Jameson knocked on his door to say sorry for all the years of abuse, he also gave Peter a package containing his old mask. Jameson begs Peter to come back as Spider-Man and Peter punches him in the face and walks off.
Brackets, this Spider-Man is also dead.
Yes. Is that the version where he killed Mary Jane because he's radioactive?
Oh, maybe.
I think it might be.
That's a weird one.
How exciting. Oh, Earth 666. That must be like a demon one, right? I'm sorry, I'm really down a rabbit hole here.
I'm fascinated by these.
Earth 67 is just it's just Spider-Man standing there and he's doing this.
He's doing victory arms?
Yeah.
Okay.
It says, alignment good, status alive.
This is a universe in which Spider-Man won a race. Yay!
Status alive, place of birth, somewhere in America.
Nice.
Great. It just says Earth 66. It looks like some kind of demon. It just says
it's an
alternate version of Peter Parker.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Yeah, it's Undead Monsters, the Earth 66.
It'd be annoying if you were born in...
a crappy universe?
A 666-style universe, and you're like... what are we all up to here? And they're like, well, you got to be a demon.
Yeah.
What, do you got spider powers? Well, you got to be demon spider powers as well.
I don't want
exactly.
Well, you're bit by a demon spider, so it's not really up to you, is it?
Come on.
Yeah.
You know? Anyway, can't I just be a regular guy with spider powers? No.
Absolutely not. You can't. No. Yeah. You're in the wrong dimension for that, buddy. anyway, people got any favorite versions?
Yeah.
Or weird versions? I know we've missed a bunch of them because there are, obviously.
Done all the good ones.
What's your favorite, though? You asked me, and now I ask of you the same thing that you asked of me. Is it 2099?
It might be.
You're an idiot.
Yeah. What if I liked regular Spider-Man the most?
Then you're boring. No, I think that's fine. I mean, there's a reason he's so popular.
Because he's boring and consistent.
Yes.
And relatable.
Exactly.
Exactly. Do you think current-day Spider-Man, Tom Holland Spider-Man, is less relatable?
Than which versions?
Than the previous versions.
I don't think so. I think because he's... I feel like...
Because I feel he's connected in this universe. You know,
Nothing ever... He's never going to run out of money or whatever.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
But I guess you could say that about... You could say that about a regular universe Spider-Man. You could go, okay, well, if he really wanted to, he could just go, hey, Tony Stark, we're friends.
Yeah, give me $1 million.
Can I have $1 million to continue to be Spider-Man? Yeah.
But often he won't. He'll be like, I don't want to. Exactly. I'm not going to that son of a bitch.
So I think this might... That might... Having not seen Spider-Man Far From Home.
Yeah.
Maybe post that, he's like... You know what? I'm going to go out on my own.
Or maybe the opposite.
Oh.
Anyway.
Oh.
There's some interesting wrinkles in that story, which we'll talk about next week.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to know whether Mysterio be friend or foe?
No.
Here I am to spoil that for you right now.
I thought you were going to rhyme.
Think I'm going to do a rap? Think I'm going to do a rap?
If Spider-Man be friend or foe, I'll tell you on the show.
We'll talk about it next week. Next week will be Spider-Man. He's in Europe. How'd he get there? Plane.
Plane? Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, anyway, the reviews have been good, but I'll be interested to see what people think. If people have thoughts on that, tweet in Weekly Planet Pod, and we always read some things out, don't we, Mason?
You better believe we do.
But you know what it's time for now?
Oh, what's it time for?
What are we reading?
Oh, what are we going to read?
Ha, 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 ha. Dun, 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 dun. I'll put the theme song in.
Yeah.
I'm doing the theme. What are you doing?
Oh, that could be the new theme song, I think.
The ha ha ha.
Yeah. Well, we've both been getting into The Tick.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, I'd love to get into more with it, Mason.
But I've only watched a couple of episodes.
Well, that. Yeah. And also, Claire and I...
And also, I lost some steam because I asked if Chairface Chippendale is in this version of The Tick, and you said no.
I would have remembered.
You would have remembered a man with a chair for a face who carved his name into the moon with a laser.
Now that does sound familiar. Now that you mentioned, no, I don't think
he didn't
get
that far. He only got to CHA.
Okay, right.
And realistically, that's in the cartoon. But realistically, there wouldn't have been enough room to put chair face
on the whole moon.
On the whole moon,
you'd have to smush it in the bottom. No, I think so. Yeah. Did they tell him that?
No.
That's very funny. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Claire and I have started a podcast together. It's called Suggestibles, or The Suggestibles. I don't know.
Ooh.
I'll link it below. I think it's just Suggestibles, but it's basically...
I think it should be called Easily Suggestible.
Well, it's too late, Mason, because the logo's done.
Oh, no. You could scroll on the top.
I'm not going
to. What if I carved it in the moon? Then you'd have to, wouldn't
you?
You
wouldn't fit it on the moon. You'd start too big.
I would, wouldn't I? And I do joined up writing initially, and it'd be like, it's not very legible.
So it's basically, we just talk about things. It's like what we're reading, but it's not just comic book stuff, though most of my stuff, because we've done two episodes, is like, hey, what's this weird AI thing or whatever that I want to talk about?
Uh-huh.
But I do talk about The Tick without spoiling too much of it or at all, really. So
now, are you guys telling each other about this stuff with the idea that the other person will watch it?
Yeah, trying to convince them, or just being like, what? Because we consume different media a lot of the time.
That's a classic family, isn't it? They consume different media.
Isn't it just? But we both love the show Gogglebox. Don't worry about it. If you don't know,
All you need to know. No, there's an American version and a British version and an Australian version of Gogglebox.
Oh, yeah. Do the people wear the Union Jack in the British version?
Yes, let us know.
Yeah.
Is it? No, I think it's a worldwide franchise. All you need to know is it just won an award in Australia. The Australian version just won an award.
And beat some...
Australia's highest honour.
And beat some things that like there's actual effort involved in, it would seem, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'll link that below, but it's currently waiting for approval on iTunes, but it might be up by the time this is up. I think we're going to release it every Thursday.
They've got to check it for racist content first.
Yeah. But they can't stop me. I'll say whatever, my son. No, but I think it's going to come out on Thursdays.
Cool.
So there's a pilot episode up and then a red episode, but it's just like half an hour and like, this is what we're doing.
How many things did Claire suggest to you?
We suggest two each.
And how many, based on of those two that you've done in the most recent episode, how many of those are you going to watch?
She bloody loves, she has a compelling argument, I tell you that much, Mason.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
But how many are you going to watch?
I can't remember all of them. I'm going to read all of them and read and watch all of
Correct
them.
Correct answer.
Yeah, thank you. I also read Batman Damned, three issues, the final issue. Confusing.
Did you get the dong version or not the dong version?
I think I got it post dong. Or there was an update to the file maybe that took out the dong. Yeah. Uh-huh. I can Google.
Well,
the
that's
dong.
What you got to do. What you had to have done is to go on a Comixology because for anybody who doesn't know, the first issue of Batman Damned.
Yeah.
Famously, you could see Batman's dong in it.
Famously.
And then
it's got the American flag on it.
That's right. And then I guess they recalled various editions and they printed out a version where it's and so the now in comic book collector's guides it's going to have to say Batman Damned issue 1 dong or not dong.
Yeah, that's right.
But what you had to do if you got the digital version, obviously, you'd have had to get it on your iPad or whatever and then like turn it to airplane mode and take the SIM card out and snap it in half.
That's right.
So no one could ever take it away from you.
I believe it asks you to update the comic though, doesn't it? There's a new version of this. Whenever it says that, I'm like, no.
Absolutely
I've
not.
I've read it and no.
Yes.
I want to see the dong.
Okay. What is, I don't know the plot of Batman Damned.
It's a different reality and it's like a weird nightmare kind of scenario. Oh. Constantine is the narrator.
Mm-hmm.
Having read the third issue.
Dongstantine.
Dongstantine, thanks. Mm-hmm. The first one came out, I believe, last year.
Dongstantine.
I couldn't remember.
I replaced John with the word dong.
I got it.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Dongstantine.
You did it all. You changed it all.
That's
you?
Right,
the first one was like last year, so I don't remember.
Okay.
And then when this one opened, I'm like, I don't remember. It opens where he's in a coffin. And I'm like, I don't remember this at all.
Huh.
And then, but it turns out that it doesn't even lead into that from the previous one. I'm very on the fence about it. I'm confused. So I need to read it through to be like, is this a nightmare or is this
a three-issue limited series or is that there are only
that's
three
it.
Out yet?
That's okay, it. Right. Limited series. Is this like some kind of nightmare reality? Is he already dead? Is this, I don't know. It's definitely left it open to interpretation, but the art's really good. So I'm going to read it again before I could give any kind of proper analysis or opinions.
You ready for this?
Yep.
Bruce Wang. Instead of Bruce Wayne.
I get it.
You get it?
That's good.
Yeah, it's good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What have you been reading? Or well, obviously, you've been working on Wang puns.
Yeah.
Obviously, all week.
Yeah.
But
just scribbling in my little notebook here.
Yeah.
I don't know. My mind's been preoccupied with Spider-Man movies, really.
Sure, I can understand that. We're going to be watching Spider-Man 3 soon, aren't you?
I guess.
Yeah. Because we've got to do that one.
Yeah.
It's a tough watch, that one.
Yeah. I haven't seen it since it came out.
Yeah, you're not gonna
But is there not
there's some
do you not derive joy from the badness like. Of it?
It's okay. Very long too. It's 2 hours and 18 minutes.
Does the dance sequence still hold up?
I'm not quite there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'm gonna start watching Preacher.
Oh yeah.
Because I recently discovered that
they cancelled it?
Well, probably. No, there's one more season coming up.
But maybe they can get to the comic. Be good.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. Mm. Dominic Cooper was just in Melbourne recently. We missed him. Yeah.
For some kind of con or whatever?
I think so, maybe.
He's conning an old lady out of a boat.
Yes, exactly, yeah.
Like Superman Returns, Mason.
Oh, yeah, no, I get it. Yeah. I get your reference. But, I mean, there's three seasons out, so...
Redongs. I could do it.
Nice. It's pretty... Well, yeah, yeah. I thought I was the only one who could do it. Yeah.
Should have said Superman. Super Wang Redongs, but...
Well, you said it now, and you're in control of the edit, so you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What was Dominic Cooper in Australia for? What was he promoting? Or just did it one of those, like, conventions?
I think maybe he was promoting some sort of, like, go to the Northern Territory, you know, go to a luxury resort in the Northern Territory.
Okay, Dominic Cooper.
I guess I will. Yep, I guess. You know?
Good on him. Well, you know what we've got to do now, then.
Is it letters?
Yeah.
Okay,
it
is, cool.
It has to be the letters theme.
Nice. The classic one was letters, oh letters, we love you. Some letters, they're only a
day away. Another here right now, we're going to do letters. It's time for letters. If you do want to reach the show, hashtag weeklyplanetpod on Twitter. Shoot that over, we'll bloody find it.
Weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com.
Would you say super long letters to you or shorter letters to you?
Short and to the point.
Okay.
Hit us with that question right up the top.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Elaborate afterwards.
Yeah. So you're talking about in the subject line. I like that a lot. Do you want to go first or would you like me to letters first?
This is from Mark Flesh. I'll go first.
Hi, Mark.
Nice. Very personal. It's good. That would also cover a lot of other Marks that listen. If there's more than one Mark that listens.
No, it's just Mark Flesh.
Just Mark Flesh. The subject line is background actors in Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah.
Which
that's famous dude.
Yeah.
I should have said it in the video we did.
Because
I knew it.
Didn't.
I know, but please tell me.
Just thought James should know that the chubby guy with the glasses he mentioned in this week's Caravan of Garbage is actually a very notable background actor named Jesse Hyman.
He's in a bunch of shit, yeah.
He's 40. Or 42 well, now or something. He's 42, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah. He's in a ton of music videos from the late 90s to early 2000s, including Simple Plans, I'm Just a Kid.
Life is a nightmare.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Isn't that fun?
He's in like a Super Bowl commercial where like he kisses a supermodel or whatever and they're like, can you believe this schlub is doing this?
Nice.
Yeah.
Despite his age, he still portrays teenagers and young adults as an extra.
Really?
Yeah. That's him in 2013.
Holy hell.
Yeah, could still be a teenager.
He definitely could be, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was 6 years ago.
Yeah. But also in person, I think it might be a little bit different.
Yeah, right.
I think in person you'd be like, that's a 40-year-old man.
Yeah, weird. Yeah. But good on him. He's made a bloody business out of it, hasn't he, then?
Yeah.
That's real good on him. I always notice that guy in Spider-Man.
That's
like,
terrific.
I remember from the first time I saw it, I'm like,
that's so good.
What is the deal with that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wonder how he got...
It's just a famous extra in things.
I guess that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got that look that they're after.
Yeah. Good on him.
Good on him. this is from J.D.
But is that his goal? Is that like his... Was he like, you know what, I just want to appear in a lot of movies.
He's immortalized and stuff. Yeah, why not?
Yeah, that's true.
Good on him. Seems like a pain in the ass. From what people have told us... About being an extras on things, it's horrible.
Yeah. I was an extra on one thing one time.
And it was really good.
Yeah, and it was awful.
What was it?
It was an ABC sitcom. Mm. ABC, the Australian ABC, not the American ABC.
Was that the one where you had a line of Coke?
Yeah, absolutely.
With Tom Gleason?
Yes.
Admit it.
Yeah, I did. It's true. No, and basically the premise of the episode of the show that I was on was that it was the hottest day of the year.
Oh, that's right.
But they filmed it in like, it was apparently like the coldest winter day in 40 years or something like that. So we're all there
in shorts. Which, by the way, we got the other day.
Yeah, yeah. So we're all in shorts and t-shirts or whatever.
Yeah.
And like shivering and they're just like, act like it's hotter, you know, kind of thing. and it was a nightmare.
Yeah.
Everybody was nice, but you know.
But never again?
Yeah.
But you loved it. And you loved the fame.
Yeah, I love to fame. Exactly. Cool. Yeah.
Well, then you would. I wouldn't have let you on this show if you hadn't done that as well.
I didn't have that credit. That's exactly. Right. Yeah.
J.D. Winter says, with Marvel's obvious success, do you think years from now they'll re-release their movies with retcon footage? For example, John Slattery replacing all the pictures in the papers in the first Iron Man when Tony gets his award, or perhaps more controversially, replacing actors with redone footage like they did with Star Wars. Don Cheadle and Terra Toward, Mark Ruffalo and Ed Norton, etc. and so forth. Have we talked about this?
I think we have. I think somebody will do it.
Like a fan thing. You can do it, yeah, with deepfakes.
I think at some point, sooner rather than later, somebody will replace... Somebody will do replace Terrence Howard with Don Cheadle and vice versa.
Yes.
So the initial challenge will be to put Don Cheadle in Iron Man, yeah, 1, and then somebody will be like, well, what if Terrence Howard was in all the other...
What about the opposite?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
But they've got different shaped heads.
It's true.
Yeah.
Well, deepfakes can do anything, so...
I don't think it's quite there yet. Ooh. With the different shaped heads.
All right.
But do you think Marvel will ever do that? I don't think they're really retconning that stuff.
No, for sure.
Exactly. I think they also know that people don't like that.
Yeah.
Because as we've seen from Star Wars, when they keep getting changed and they still haven't, yep, released the original cut, people are like, we fucking hate this.
Yeah, exactly.
And stop doing it.
And it's probably like a contractual thing. Like, yeah, if they were like, we're going to put John Slattery in more movies,
yeah,
then I think, and you know, I'm sure they own the rights to Howard Stark and what have you, but I'm sure John Slattery would be like, can I have money for the, like,
yeah,
or you know, again, if they put Don Cheadle in Iron Man 1, mm, Don Cheadle's agent would be like, are you going to pay him for,
yeah,
for that? And even if it was some sort of ironclad contract where it's like, you'll be paid for one thing and then we'll own your image as this character forever, I'm sure that, you know, the lawyers would step in and go,
well,
we didn't factor in that you could digitally put somebody in
an
movie.
Entire movie. Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't think they would risk it.
I agree.
Yeah.
And you don't need to, really, do you?
No.
I mean people get it,
yeah,
don't they?
Yeah. Unless society gets dumbed down to the point where people are like, I don't understand. But then I think that would just probably just add a line about how James Rhodes is a shapeshifter or something like
there
that.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, people can be, can't they?
That's true.
This is from Aaron, 3! Hashtag Weekly Planet Pod. This is more to you than me.
Oh, hello.
What element of Far From Home are you looking forward to the most? I'm excited to see Mysterio because he's my favorite Spider-Man villain, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, of all time.
Oh.
Thank you.
I'm looking forward to
Fishbowl, Elementals.
Yep, all those
Europe
things.
Europe vacations, romance.
You know what? I'm excited. I'm looking forward to most like the Peter Parker and Ned stuff.
Yeah, right.
I think they're fun. Okay. They're a fun combo.
I think you might enjoy it then.
Okay then. Yeah, yeah. I like those two as a combo.
Mm.
Well, who played Ned is bald. Did you know that?
Yeah, pretty good wig.
Yeah, it's a good wig.
Yeah,
it's wild.
I didn't even spot it.
No, didn't even when it flew off.
Yeah.
This is an email from Andrew Wright. It says, mm-hmm, being part of the solution. I just wanted to thank you guys for being brave enough to talk a bit about climate change and all the issues surrounding it.
Oh, no problem.
We're not brave.
No, we're the real heroes.
Thank you.
What you're saying.
Your podcast and Two in the Think Tank were part of the reason I'm changing careers from acting to fighting climate change.
What?
Yes.
There's no glory in climate change.
I know, right? I'll be going to grad school next fall for sustainability management and dedicating my life to helping save the planet for future generations.
Holy hell, that's really good.
Just wanted to acknowledge the fact that just talking about it helps. So when I said earlier, we're not the brave ones, I think Andrew Wright is the brave one for not being a Hollywood celebrity type.
Like us.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's really cool,
yeah,
to hear.
That's great. Yeah.
And
yeah,
it's following a passion, which I think is also, yeah, really great. Yeah, that's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's terrific.
Anyway, people can donate to that. It's links below. People, yeah, want to donate because they can, can't they?
Yeah, absolutely, they can.
And look, even if you don't believe in climate change, we'll take your money. We don't care.
Just personally?
Yeah.
Tell you what, if you don't believe in climate change, just give us the money in person. If you see us, just hand us some cash. And we'll give you a nod, you know? We're like, nice one.
Thank you.
We get it.
Yeah.
We get it.
But yeah, there'll be extra stuff, as there always is.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So there you go. Mm-hmm. Do you want to wrap up the show then, Mason?
Absolutely. Thank you, everybody, for listening and subscribing and reviewing and saying a nice thing about us on Twitter.
Yeah.
And giving us a little 5 stars.
Here's a review of the week, Mason.
Telling a friend.
This is from Something Awesome on the reviews. Oh, you, yeah, can do it just through your phone, just through, oh, your, yes, bloody podcast app. Really good stuff. Been subscribed for a long time. Listened to so many episodes, probably most of them, and they are all really good.
Ooh.
Probably even this one. Let us know. Especially the ones with Mason and James and the podcast dog and Claire. Yeah, fair enough.
Oh, yeah. That's, well, then they'll probably like suggestibles.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's linked below also. That's, yeah, really, thank you for the nice reviews. It helps. It helps a lot, actually. Yeah. What's next, Mason?
If you want to get a hold of us, you can go to weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com and Facebook and Twitter and Bandcamp.
Yes.
You can go to the Weekly Planet Great, the Planet Broadcasting Great Mates Facebook group on Facebook.
Agreed. You can.
Join up there. You can go to planetbroadcasting.com, sign up for the newsletter from our great friend Rob Collings.
He's doing it all and he never stops.
There's so much content in there.
I agree.
You can also follow him on Twitter at The Weekly Planet.
Mm-hmm.
You can follow us on Twitter individually. I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter. I'm also Nick Maso, M-A-S-E-A-U, on Instagram. You're Mr. Sunday Movies.
Or platform everywhere. All the time.
Yeah. He's awake at all times.
Yeah.
Demand his attention at all times.
Please don't.
If you'd like to support the show.
Yeah.
Again, hand us cash on the street if you see us. We'd appreciate that. But if you don't want to do that, if you live in a cashless economy.
Yes.
Then if you'd like to chuck in a buck, you can go to patreon.com/MrSundayMovies. Chuck in a buck, any amount you would like.
That's right.
Or you can go to the Amazon affiliate link in our episode description. Click through there and buy whatever you were going to buy to your heart's content.
Buy Spider-Verse into the Spider-Verse.
Buy a series of alternate Spider-Man little busts.
Exactly.
Little action figures.
Line them up.
All in your desk. Line them up. And then, line them up in a universe order.
Good idea. Yeah. And if you want to get rid of them, put them on your lawn with $5 on them.
Yep.
Someone will
take That's right.
Them. Yeah.
Right, make me an offer. They'll steal them. Don't even worry about it. Let's see. We've got some t-shirts on tpublic.com.
Yeah.
And we love them. Thank you to the Brute and the Basilisk and Rackham for all our musical themes.
Next week, Spider-Man?
Next week, Spider-Man Far From Home.
Exactly.
Yeah, a little preview. You liked it.
I can't tell you, Mason.
Oh. Are you embargoed from having a conversation with me
about whether
you liked it?
I just want to keep the suspense rolling, you know what I mean?
That's very good. No,
because you want people to come back.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't want to tell them that I liked it,
which I did. Traditionally, people are like, they wait for you to just tell whether you liked it or not, and then they're like, done.
Yeah, that's true.
Don't need to listen to anymore. God, the rest is just waffle.
That's not inaccurate. Mm. Hey guys, thank you though for everything. Oh, and thank you for letting us put sponsors on this, including sometimes I'll do a different razor brand for YouTube and on iTunes.
That was the ominous thing from earlier.
That was the ominous thing from the start. People might probably have figured it out by now, but yeah. Mm.
Could you shave with one on one side of your face and one on the other and see what happens?
Well, depending what I'm doing, I'll use a different one for before or after.
Really?
Yeah, exactly.
They work differently for different situations.
I'm not at liberty to say.
Tell me off air.
On either medium.
Contractually, you're not allowed to say. All right, I'm excited. I'm excited to hear about this off air.
Thanks, everyone.
Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.